There are many reasons people immigrated to the newly founded United States. Some came to find freedom to practice the religion. That was the case for a community established in extreme southwestern Indiana, a community that remains today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, The Best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. In southwestern Indiana, you can find a place with roots in Germany.
The town was founded by people who broke from the Lutheran Church in Germany. George Rapp was their leader. He was a very charismatic type of person. He attracted a lot of people.
Mary Griggs shares the story from historic New Harmony, Indiana. At the time, the Lutheran Church was the official church of Germany. Rapp's group left for the U.S. in 1803.
When they came to America, they settled in Pennsylvania, and they formed what they called a communal society. That meant that they shared everything. They didn't own any property individually. Everything was given to the community, and they were given what they needed.
They formed Harmony, Pennsylvania, and lived there for 10 years. In 1813, they wanted to expand their community and be on a river route. It led them to the site of New Harmony, Indiana.
They bought about 20,000 acres and started building their homes. There were about 800 of them.
It was a large settlement this far west in the 1820s, but the movement depended on new converts to grow.
Their leader was not an actual minister, but he considered himself a prophet, and people looked upon him as being their leader. They decided to adopt celibacy as a way of life. It was voluntary, but very strongly encouraged.
The site is still a community today, and we'll have more of the story next time as we travel the countryside in New Harmony, Indiana. I'm Andrew McRae.